This is CliffCentral.com.
She was a brilliant writer, but her books had stopped selling. A close friend of hers recommended she change her image. She laughed, "You must be joking. What does my image have to do with me as a writer?" she balked. Reluctantly, she took her image consultant friend's advice. Our author friend was a hardcore feminist in the 1970s, a very vocal champion of the women's rights movement. It was even written all over her face, hair, and style. She wore feminism. Her hair in a short style signified to the world that she would not be defined by her locks, and her glasses were unisex, communicating strictly business. But this was who she was in the 70s. Her close image consultant friend believed she had moved on. She was no longer that person. And because the two of them were such close friends, the author allowed her to transform her image, changing the dull color of her hair, putting her in a style which was boldly feminine. Surprisingly, the author's transformation was met with blushing acceptance. 6 months after the author had stepped into her new feminine frame, her editors noticed a difference in her work. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I am your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we explore the link between brain power and brand influence. Today's show is a challenge to you to check your brand to see if you need an update. It's me sitting you down and asking you to do a personal brand audit. Is it possible you have outgrown the old you and not only are not connecting with your audience, but are stubbornly stuck in a frame that traps your new evolving potential? Our author friend began to write with a new fervor and flair and wrote 3 best-selling books in a row. What could you do in a new you? To discover if you have hidden, untapped, and dormant potential, the first thing you should consider is if your brand is on message. And to help you with this, I have listed 9 questions for your personal brand audit, your personal career checkup. So here you go. 9 questions. What's currently working with your personal brand and what's not? Sit down, create 2 lines, 2 categories, and write down what's working and what seems to be giving you problems, and then really unpack it and be honest with yourself. Number 2, is there a specific question your brand is answering? Or is it possible what you were doing is no longer providing an answer for your new space? Number 3, who is your customer, or who are you trying to add value to? Can you see them? When I sit down and write, when I create this podcast, I have a person in mind that I am speaking to. Yes, I know you. I know what you look like, what your hair looks like. I know all about you. I am speaking to you. Why does your customer need you? Where is the influence? How is your customer benefiting and moving forward? Number 5, what problem does your brand solve? Simple. Number 6, what makes your brand's style, image, and delivery unique? How do you come across? What is your signature? Number 7, how is your brand or service priced compared to your competition? Whether you are working for someone, an entrepreneur, how is the value and price measured in your life? What is your salary? Are you getting paid enough? Are you stuck in an old salary? Is your services or are your services no longer priced where it should be? Do the check. Number 8, how is your brand represented across its social media platforms? Scan your social media platforms, see what story comes up. Ask people to scan them and ask them to see what comes up. Give them some messaging afterwards and see, is there a connection? Do the check. Finally, number 9, what are you known for and what is your brand known for? I want you to find 5 people, either who have worked for you, been a mentor to you, on the same page, but find people at 3 different levels and ask them, what is it I am known for in your mind? Tell them you're doing a personal brand audit inspired by this podcast and see if they'll be completely honest. You'll may be surprised. Now, there are major benefits of doing this checkup. 1, you become more focused and your messages become on point. Number 2, deeper understanding of yourself, your value, and your unique influence and impact to the market and the people you're targeting. Number 3, bridging perception gaps and mapping the future of your brand is always a good idea. Let me know the results of your audit and keep me posted. Email me, podcast@timothymaurice.com. This is something I do all the time, and trust me, you won't regret it. Enjoy your personal brand checkup journey, and thanks for listening to the Brain and Brand Show. Before you leave the podcast app you're listening on, make sure you rate us and share your comments. This helps others find us. We'll be back next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.